This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 2004, Delonte West was drafted by the Boston Celtics. Known for a strong work ethic and fervent competitiveness, he quickly made a name for himself in the NBA. After a few years with the Celtics, West was traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers and joined the starting lineup alongside a rising star named LeBron James. While West's work on the court was stellar, his mental health was suffering. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and his life quickly began to unravel. A run-in with the law, a salacious rumor, and a Twitter rant later, West became an NBA outcast. Delonte West's story raises questions about the NBA's handling of mental health issues and the stigma of mental health in pro sports in general. Here to discuss both is David Haglund, senior editor at Slate. He runs Browbeat, that's Slate's culture blog, and he wrote an article called Why Isn't Delonte West in the NBA? David, so glad you could join us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, can you take us through the events that led up to Delonte West being cast aside, let's say, by the NBA?
Sure. Well, he was diagnosed with a mood disorder, I believe, in 2008, and then had another excellent season with the Cavaliers. But the summer after that season, he was arrested on the highway near his home in Maryland. He was riding a motorcycle, and he had several guns with him. And his trial on weapons charges was postponed until after the season. So for the rest of the season, he did not talk to the media, had been advised by his lawyer not to speak about what had happened. He assured people it was not as big a deal as it seemed. I mean, there was a shotgun, there was a Magnum 357. It looked very troubling. The Cavaliers were great that year. They went into the playoffs as favorites and then lost. And people wondered why, and then a rumor got started that there had been a relationship between Delonte and LeBron James's mother. This rumor is totally untrue, completely unsubstantiated, but it was cemented in people's minds in part because of this image connected with the diagnosis and also with the arrest that Delonte West was crazy. And when I talked to him, he actually now thinks that the diagnosis was mistaken, that he was suffering from a temporary bout of depression and not exhibiting, you know, symptoms of a chronic disorder. And he's frustrated now by the way in which that label attached itself to him and was used as an explanation for basically everything that he was going through.
Mood disorder and bipolar disorder, there's a big gulf between those two. Did the media play any kind of role in exacerbating this story or his disorder?
I think they did. And really, Delonte's story highlights the shortcomings that the press, and I say this as a member of the press, has exhibited when it comes to covering mental health. You know, some writers were really trying to be sensitive to what he was going through, but they didn't necessarily know a great deal about bipolar disorder or mood disorders more generally. And so it was often brought up as a kind of shorthand explanation. You know, he's having a hard time. Well, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I don't necessarily blame the writers who did that. There are others who ran much more wild with it, and certainly once the rumor got started, speculated, well, maybe it's true. He seems, quote-unquote, crazy enough to do this. And so, you know, it kind of runs the gamut from people who are just insensitive and not really trying to understand to even those who were making a sincere effort but struggling with what is, in fact, an extremely complicated subject.
So did he address the rumors at all or, you know, the reason why he was carrying several guns on an evening motorcycle ride?
So to hear Delonte tell it, he had these weapons stored in his home and there were kids staying over. And one of them got into the closet where these guns were. And his mother, who was looking after the kids while Delonte slept, woke him up and said, you have to do something about these weapons. So he got on his motorcycle and was taking them to another residence. And this is the explanation he offered to the state of Maryland when he was tried. And they seemed to believe it. They reached a plea agreement, and he was ultimately only convicted of two misdemeanors and got a house arrest and was sentenced to counseling and community service. So I take him at his word. And, you know, in some ways, that incident was blown out of proportion. You know, certainly he feels responsible for it. He feels like it was a bad decision. And, you know, he accepts the punishment that was handed out to him. But he also feels like what happened has been, you know, mischaracterized and was wrapped up in this notion that he was a crazy man who was out on the highway on a motorcycle with guns going after somebody, which he says was not the case.
David Hoglund's with us. He's senior editor at Slate. He runs Browbeat, which is Slate's culture blog, and wrote an article about Delonte West and the treatment of mental illness in general within the NBA. So let's be clear. West made some bad decisions, but what your article points to, David, is that there's been a lack of sensitivity or treatment of mental illness issues by the NBA. You present this kid in his 20s coming from a broken family in the projects, thrown into this multi-billion dollar business and expected to deal with it. What was the sense you got from West about how he coped?
Well, he coped in a lot of ways. He had his brother with him when he first started out. Then eventually, after the diagnosis, he did speak to psychologists and psychiatrists. But what I think his case helps to illustrate is that the job of an NBA player is incredibly stressful. There's travel and obviously all of the pressure that comes with performing in front of thousands of people multiple times a week. And, you know, the truth is that a lot of players don't get the help that they need. There is this idea within the sports world that it's all about being mentally tough. And some players are reluctant to ask for the kind of help that they may need. Delonte, I should say, did get some of that help. I think that the stigma attached to him after he asked for it, I think he was actually in some ways unusual in that he was willing not only to get the help, but then to speak publicly about it. But in a way that came back to bite him.
Isn't there something to the idea that aggression, the kind of energy, the kind of instability that may fuel a mental illness could also fuel great competition and great athletic prowess on the court?
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting things to me that I came across while working on this piece is this idea that I heard from multiple people that a lot of tendencies and traits that may be unhealthy in other aspects of your life can actually fuel success in sports. So certainly aggression is one of those things that's fairly obvious, but also anxiety even, and obsessiveness in particular, the way that athletes can focus so specifically on the task of, you know, shooting jump shots or whatever it may be. Delonte would spend hours and hours on the court practicing, and he told me that was fueled in part by his insecurities and by beating himself up over and over and telling himself he had to do better next time in a way that he later came to regard as unhealthy, but which really made him a professional basketball player.
So now he's playing professionally in China. What's the future looking like for him? Will we see him back in the NBA?
I think there's a chance he'll make it back. You know, like I said, the people who have played with him, who've coached him, they generally really like him. And one of those people is Doc Rivers, who's now coaching the Los Angeles Clippers after several years in Boston where he coached West. And there's a report that Delonte may play with the Clippers summer league team, which is sort of like a summer tryout. And that may be the first step back into the league. I certainly hope so.
David Hoglund, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
David Hoglund, senior editor at Slate. He runs the Browbeat culture blog, and you can find a link to read his article, Why Isn't Delonte West in the NBA? That link is at wordofmouthradio.org.